This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I am excited about our guest today. We've got Michael Levin, who is a very accomplished writer. He's a New York Times best-selling author, has written, co-written, ghostwritten more than 100 books, 11 are national bestsellers. I remember him first from ABC's Shark Tank on the first season, where he did very well and was very liked by the judges. Even though they did not take the deal with him, they were very interested in him and his personality, and he won a lot of people over then. He's also published with Simon & Schuster and Random House and St. Martin's Press, Putnam Berkeley, and many other houses. And his work's been featured for film and TV, including HBO, Disney, ABC, and others. And he's even had a novel, Model Behavior, that was an ABC Sunday Night Disney Movie of the Week. So, Michael, welcome. You've got more contributions with the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, Forbes.com, Politico, Los Angeles Times, the Boston Globe. And I'm running out of breath.
Everybody gets it.
Welcome, right. Michael.
Derek, thank you. It's a pleasure and a privilege to be with you and your listeners.
You know, I will add one other thing from my experience working with you is, even with your accomplishments, and I know that you're a confident guy, but there's an approachable, and there's some kind of humility about you that makes you approachable and easy to talk with. And I personally experienced being wowed while we're on the conversation. You say, check your email. And I checked my email and I said, hey, you got that out of what I just said? That's pretty powerful. And again, I'm a guy that writes copy and writes good copy, but not in that way. And so you have an amazing talent and you being approachable and motivated and hungry and that little dash of humility at the right times, I think is really powerful. It was for me in making me more comfortable, you know, and not being intimidated with talking with somebody like you.
That's nice. And talking with somebody like me, that makes me laugh. Look, Derek, let's tell the truth. I'm 57 years old. I've been sober for 24 years, day at a time. Now, what does that mean? It means that my life was a smoking pile of rubble by the time I was in my early 30s. I had no relationship, no money, no job. I know you want to get into the question of how the business started. Yes. I through the process of cleaning up, I met a man who has been my mentor for 22 straight years. He sat me down at a Dunkin' Donuts. He owned four of the top restaurants in Boston. He said, look, you know, I know that you creative people cannot do your best work if you cannot pay your mortgage, rent, or put food on the table. Right. He said, I'm going to show you how to start a business. And he took out one sheet of paper, and it was, he said, you're going to offer writing classes privately here in Boston. And you're gonna rent space somewhere, and let's figure out what the expenses are. Let's figure out how much you need to make a month. Let's see that you still have time for writing. Let's see how many hours it's gonna, you know, and this process I've never even heard of, which I've now repeated over and over. So the thing is, like, you know, for other people. So the thing is like this: if I start to get carried away with myself, it does not take me very long to remember that I had a law degree from Columbia Law School. I had published three novels with Simon & Schuster. And in 1993, 94, that winter, I was on heating assistance in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts because my income was below $13,000. And in Massachusetts, they will not let the poor freeze to death. Wow. Okay, I can look at the resume and I can look at the fancy clothes and I can look at the whole, you know, whatever. But the reality is that I know who I am and I know what I am and I know where I was then. And I know that I could revert to being that guy. You know, I have a friend who says I'm 100 beers from the penitentiary. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I'm five vodka tonics from destroying my family. You know, so you know, when you're constantly walking on that edge in life, humility kind of comes easily because you know better than anybody else just you know, just what lurks. And so, you know, so that's something I never, ever lose sight of. Thank you, God. And as a result, I'm able to, you know, be very grateful to show up in the world. And if I ever got to the point where making a good living from doing the thing I love the most, which is being around books, planning books, making books happen, talking to smart people, learning people like you, people like your listeners. If I ever get bored with that, if I ever get bored with having a decent marriage and four wonderful kids and coming home to them and being their father and having their respect, if I ever get bored with that, then just shoot me. So, you know, what I mean, you know, how you know, what more would I want? You know, I have a billionaire client, and he said it beautifully. I said, what does it mean to you to be a billionaire? He said, I'll tell you what two of them said. One of them said, when he only had about 400 million about 20 years ago. I said, how does it feel to make $400 million from a standing start? And he said, to a billionaire, what I have is dimes.
Wow.
Okay. And then, okay, that's, I love the guy, but that's not my attitude. Right. And then, you know, and then the other billionaire, I said, what's it like being a billionaire? And he said, what is it? I said, what does it mean to you? He said, it means I can do anything I want within reason. And it turns out that, you know, I'm not a billionaire, but I can do anything I want within reason. And so can most of us. So, you know, I mean, look what happened. We're speaking on the day that there was this attack in Brussels, and we live in a crazy, crazy world. Any day you make it safely home to base, and your kids did too, you had a good day. I mean, you know, people are like, is this all there is? I'm like, well, what more do you want? You know, what do you think is out there? So.
Derek Champagne here, inviting you to visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com. This is a special invitation-only group for small business owners who need help with accountability and growth and working through upper limit challenges.